Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
So Philadelphia police releasing today's surveillance video showing a man who appears to be thin with a beard rummaging through the dumpster. And this is part of the investigation.
Is this Sean?
Wasn't me. I was just going to say, I did not do that.
Stay out of those dumpsters, Ferris.
Dumpster diving.
Sean hasn't even been here 24 hours, and he's already dumpster diving.
He's already rummaging and looting.
Hey, I see. You know, went in Philly, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Dak, right? You fit right in.
You know, I was looking for the. I was looking for that World Series I was promised from the Philadelphia.
Damn. Well, this has to do with the police investigation we've been talking about, and this is after a fire was set outside Historic Congregation Mikveh Israel. And so they're releasing the surveillance video showing one man. The other incidents, there are at least two other incidents of graffiti, of anti-Semitic behavior, and of the arsonists, like I say, torching the dumpster outside the Historic Philadelphia Synagogue, which by the way, is older than the country. This is, you know, nationally famous. So vandals scribbling profanity on a statue outside. And so the question here is, are the three guys who've committed the vandalism, are they working together? Is this some kind of anti-Semitic situation? Obviously, the one where they were scrawling the graffiti, that one is. But what about the dumpster fire? So they're looking into it. They're trying to release the video. Police from the 9th District there, city firefighters were called to the congregation along North 4th Street near Market Street in the Old City neighborhood. And that was on Tuesday of this week. But since then, we've had actually at least three different incidents by three different people. Police want to get these guys, releasing the video if you can take a look. So we also have an update. Philadelphia City Council meeting today, Thursday. So we're expecting maybe some fireworks out of Philadelphia City Council, learning more about the controversial Sixers arena. And then they're expected to make that final vote on the bike lane safety bill, which has been a huge deal here in Philadelphia because of all those deadly strikes against bikers. So we'll follow that one for you. McDonald's, it's the onions.
Oh.
It's the onions. The strain of E. coli linked to McDonald's quarter pounders. Yeah. Not in this area at all. This is in Midwestern states, started out in Colorado. And they say that it's the onions, though, not the beef.
Ferris was sharing a story with McDonald's with me before the show this morning.
You know, I had McDonald's. We had it a few weeks ago, and we got sick. I mean, bad. Pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, and I said, maybe it's E. coli. And then 2 weeks later, E. coli broke out at McDonald's. So, you know, I'm a doctor. I'm not vaccinated. I knew masks didn't work from the beginning. If you had listened to me, we would have had a much better time during COVID. And we always knew it came from China. Okay? Came from China.
Did you have a quarter pounder?
No, but I had the two cheeseburgers, and they were onions. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. They were onions. And, and you know, things haven't been right in the stomach area for a couple weeks. But, it's fine. Oh. You know, Chris Christie knows what I'm talking about. It's okay. You know, he could use, a little E. coli. A little cleanse wouldn't hurt that guy.
That's right. McDonald's. Yeah. One happy meal away from goal weight.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Sorry.
Jesus.
I didn't help myself.
Poop jokes is 609.
I know, right?
I mean, that's how we roll.
It's going to be a rough 48 hours, folks. Strap in.
We're the most immature show in radio. And it's all because of Dawn Stenzel's fault.
I know. It is. One day it's the T word, and the next day it's the
what?
C word.
But it was a K word. Boeing machinist yesterday rejecting that new contract proposal. Man, Boeing has had a bad week so far. Boeing machinist rejecting the new contract proposal that would have ended a weeks-long work stoppage against the embattled aerospace company. And the union says the strike will go on. So 64% of those workers voting to reject the new contract. And this is the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. Union represents 33,000 Boeing workers in Washington, Oregon, California. Representatives for the company not talking much about this, but they have pointed out that the proposed contract would have delivered a 35% raise over a four-year duration, and it would up 25% cumulative raises provided in a previous offer. It seems that what they're most upset about is that they want the reinstatement of the company's defined pension. So, you know, most people in America do not have a pension, and it's a wonderful thing if you have it, but they want this reinstatement of the company's defined pension, and so that's a big sticking point here.
Yeah, I know many people that have finished working in the last 15, 20 years that are retired, and they're like, yeah, I've got this pension, and I'm like, it's such a foreign term to, like, the younger generation today. Like, all we know is 401k, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, most government workers, most municipal employees and government workers, mm-hmm. especially federal government, all get a pension still.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Dawn and I have pensions through our union.
Oh, yeah. That's right. SAG-AFTRA.
SAG-AFTRA.
Yeah.
This is true.
Mm.
So we have also with Boeing, I don't know if you saw this, and I'm only mentioning it because I walked in this morning with Dave Scalish, our brilliant engineer.
Yeah.
He said, did you see?
Hey, Dave, we need some more headphones in here, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Sean is using Jimmy Kelly's headphones.
From 1999.
Oh, wow.
They work great. They really do. They work well. They're doing very well.
Yeah. Some cans never go out of style.
And I'll tell you what, I got ears the size of, I mean, you know, and they work great. It's perfect.
Okay.
So we're good.
Look at how he's just so happy.
He is.
So Boeing not happy. A Boeing made satellite shattered in orbit. Nobody knows why. The thing just shattered and mostly disintegrated. But now I guess anybody else up there has to dodge and I don't know. Bob and weave if they I don't know how that works with the space junk, but Boeing made this satellite
space junk.
Was that a movie? Broke apart in orbit, and we're just learning about it. Company representatives just cannot explain it. It's bizarre. So looking into that one. Just
never
would have
happened
that.
If I was your president.
See? That's right.
What's happening?
It's just a Lang.
John Fetterman checking in early.
What's happening with Boeing, by the way?
I don't know. But can I just say, I flew here on a Boeing. I'm leaving on a Boeing.
I know.
I was just going to say, sorry, Sean. Travels home, Sean.
Well, you're 50% of the way there.
Vice President Harris in our area fielding questions from good old Cooper Anderson and those undecided voters in Delco.
Did you call him Cooper Anderson?
I mean, Anderson Cooper. Yeah. That's funny.
You know, actually, after further review, Cooper Anderson
sounds better.
Yeah. You know, I have Cooper because, like, people are saying that Sean Farish kind of looks like Bradley Cooper,
he does.
It's like Cooper on the brain.
Yeah.
So that's funny, Cooper.
Dollar
Cooper
Stone,
Anderson.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. So 32 people in the audience, third trip to the critical collar counties in just 7 days, Delco. So we'll talk about that. What I thought, and I know we'll get into it, so I'll just, you know, know the fascist word, the Hitler word, all that stuff. I think that the takeaways from the audience afterward, if you watched it, were very telltale.
Mm-hmm.
So people not really talking about what the actual Delco and beyond residents had to say.
People were like, what did we just sit through? What did we just witness? What was that?
When the CNN panelists have a hard time spinning this, you've not done a great job.
Yeah, you just know Abby Phillips sitting around, boy. Oh, I'll tell you what, Scott Jennings is going to have a field day with this one tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You crack me up. I think the most telltale thing was that they said afterwards, when they were talking, you know, about the whole Kelly situation that he spoke out in that hit piece in the New York Times, and all the people said, well, what? This is like high school. This is like high school gossip. We don't even know who that guy is. And it's a big moment because all of us live and breathe this. And that's basically what the CNN people were saying is like, we all live and breathe this stuff.
Right.
We look at it. But for them, they're like, who? Mm-hmm. What? Who cares?
Yep. I agree.
And
not
that's
a good look.
You know what I mean? And that is refreshing, and I think it was good that the CNN moderators admitted it.
Yep.
Low energy as they are.
If you're Trump, you just let her keep talking.
That's it.
Yep.
Let her go.
Oh, Collingswood, man. It was supposed to be a nice South Jersey family event, a fundraiser with pumpkins and pumpkin spice tea and all that. The cops had to break the thing up because of the Utes.
Uh-oh.
Police say more than 200 Utes, the juveniles, became unruly.
Uh-oh.
And so the haunted hayride in Knight Park, they had to shut her down due to the safety concerns. So we're learning more about this as they've been investigating this. Police did work to disperse the event, but they're talking in the future, are they going to cancel these things? We've seen this across the region. We see it every fall and more, and even we saw it over the summer. Many communities canceling these types of family events. Why? Because of unruly teens and the Utes. So that one moving forward. We also have our Philadelphia 76ers news with the Sixers beating the Bucks 124-109. Tyrese Maxey scoring 25 points. Andre Drummond, 13 points and 11 rebounds. It's significant that I think it's a good thing that we won 124-109 when you think our stars, Joel Embiid and Paul George, are not there.
Yeah, being criticized early in the season for load management is the terminology.
Uh-huh.
And as Greg Stocker once famously said,
know your load.
Exactly.
Load management. Something Sean did not know after the McDonald's.
I was getting ready to unveil another poop joke when he said the word load.
By the way, going back to that Collingswood story, Dawn, 91 LSXer wants to know what the description of the juveniles is. Or is there one?
Go look for yourself.
No, isn't it when they omit the right description, it's kind of a tell, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Yeah.
If they were wearing red MAGA hats
or
if they were white,
like
they would say their ethnicity. If they look like
Dark
Sean Farish,
yeah,
you know, with the MAGA hat,
yep,
and a white dude,
yep,
we would have a full description down to whether their belly button is an innie or an outie. Yeah. Okay?
I actually have to object. Right now, in this moment, I identify as a transgender tree self of many colors. So I'm not a white dude. Okay?
Oh.
That's it. Okay?
Hey, it's 2024. You can be whatever you want to be in this lifetime, right?
I identify as an oak tree.
You do. You.
Okay?
You do. You.
A multicolored, multiracial, multigendered oak tree.
Yep.
Okay? And if you misgender me again and call me a pine tree, I'm going to HR.
It's right down the hall, sir. I'll let you know when the lady walks by around here 15.
Nick gave me the tour this morning. I know who to talk to.
Yeah. Oh, Nick gave me the tour?
I did.
Do that after the show.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
No, I got to cut all these spots after the show. I don't have time for that.
No, I was going
to
do it.
Oh, I'm sorry to steal your thunder.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Well, you'll figure out something.
Greg could give you the tour afterward,
yeah,
and you know, you can see who's better. Greater.
Who has the better tour?
Who wore it better?
Yeah.
Hey,
maybe.
You know who wears it better? Holland Floor Company.
They do.
They are our sponsor. Holland Floor Covering, the region's premier family-owned carpet and flooring dealer. New Carpet creates such a cozy atmosphere in your home and can really add warmth to any room. Showrooms in Wayne as well as Newtown. Free samples, no obligation estimates, hollandfloor.com. On this cooler day, we're at least 20 degrees cooler than we were yesterday right now, 62 degrees, but we will be warming up to 69, and the skies are supposed to clear. No measurable rain, but a little drizzle as you're coming in today. Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:18 on this Thursday morning. Let's get to another Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it's brought to you by United Tire, the Big Take. Kamala's closing argument. 3 days ago, Barack Obama asked this question: how did things get so divisive? 2 days ago, The Atlantic with another piece comparing Trump to Hitler. And yesterday, Kamala Harris echoed that sentiment. Just 12 days to go in the 2024 presidential race, and it's clear as day. The Democrats have resorted back to the most extreme, desperate rhetoric that they have in their hate-fueled playbook. Trump is Hitler, which leads you to wonder, how bad are their internal polls? Donald Trump is making splashes at McDonald's, doing the Undertaker's podcast, appearing on Joe Rogan's podcast tomorrow, and set to take over Madison Square Garden on Sunday. Kamala Harris and her left-wing media allies are back to page one of the fear porn playbook: Trump is Hitler. And if you don't vote for Kamala Harris, you're sexist and you're racist. It must be misogyny, because it damn sure ain't policy, to quote Stephen A. Smith, who roasted Barack Obama for lecturing black men who want no parts of a Harris presidency. Will it land? Will it backfire? Time will tell. But it's absolutely safe to say that the Harris campaign could end up being a complete bust. We'll break down the Anderson Cooper town hall with Kamala at the bottom of the hour. But she has spent far more time attacking Trump than defining herself, which could prove fatal. since most Americans polled still say they don't know much about her. And this could go down as the most costly loss in the history of politics. Axios writing yesterday that the Harris campaign, get this, has spent $1.1 billion on this campaign. And it only started in late July. Donald Trump has spent, since late July, $640 million and could very well be leading if the election occurred today. Here was Kamala Harris selling the tired, stale rhetoric of Trump being such an existential threat. Listen and watch this.
Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. And in a second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions. Those who once tried to stop him from pursuing his worst impulses would no longer be there, and no longer be there to rein him in. So the bottom line is this. We know what Donald Trump wants. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want? Thank you.
You're welcome. I think you could argue the way Kamala has handled some of the pushback in some interviews, especially recently from NBC News or CNN, you could argue that Kamala's starting to become a little agitated, unhinged, unstable. She doesn't like the follow-up questions in one-on-one settings. You saw her with Bret Baier, and she's never been in that situation before, and she doesn't have the chops for it. Isn't it also ironic that Kamala Harris and her campaign are resorting to the Hitler comparison at the same time that The Atlantic writes a bogus hit piece on Trump and Hitler? Jeffrey Goldberg writing the 23rd hour smear piece with a fake quote of, "I need the kind of generals that Hitler had." This is the claim that Trump reportedly said. But Jeffrey Goldberg has a history of proven lies that include the now debunked suckers and losers hoax from 2020. Ryan James Gerdusky is an independent journalist. He was a guest on CNN, and he pushed back hard on the unverifiable claims that The Atlantic is making about Donald Trump and Hitler. Listen and watch this masterclass.
The fact that he appears to have a strong affinity for those who are authoritarians in the leadership, is that deniable at this point?
Well, in the clip you showed, he didn't praise them. He just called Xi smart, which is the only praise he gave them.
Well, it's not an insult.
It's not, okay, right? But it's not praise either, which is what you said it was, which it wasn't. But according to the Jeffrey Goldberg article, which we've talked about this entire night, you can't trust that article because the quote, 60,000 for an effing Mexican funeral, the only two on record sources both said that he didn't say that. The only source is an anonymous source, and the family of the deceased soldier said that he was lovely to them. And in fact, they voted for Donald Trump today. That's how much they disagreed. And they said it was a disrespectful article that politicized the death of their loved one. And Jeffrey Goldberg did not care about printing something that they had no sources on the record for. And I, honest to God, like most Americans, do not care about General Kelly's farewell tour where he tries to make amends for working for Donald Trump. Since Democrats said, we're going to run all these Republicans who work for Trump out of town unless they somehow make peace. So 2 weeks before Election Day, he runs to liberal journalist Susan Glasser about a conversation that allegedly happened 4 years ago. It doesn't pass a smell test.
It doesn't. And in regards to the it doesn't cost $60,000 to bury a bleeping Mexican claim, that too is being met with heavy resistance as to being another false claim to make Trump look bad. Couple of quotes here. Mark Meadows, who was cited in the piece, states, quote, "I was in the discussions featured in The Atlantic's latest hit piece against President Trump. Let me say this. Any suggestion that President Trump disparaged Ms. Guillen or refused to pay for her funeral services is absolutely false. He was nothing but kind, gracious, and wanted to make sure that the military and the U.S. government did right by Vanessa Guillen and her family." The sister of the deceased soldier, noted in the article, has since responded saying, quote, "Wow, I don't appreciate how you are exploiting my sister's death for politics. Hurtful and disrespectful to the important changes she made for service members. President Donald Trump did nothing but show respect to my family and Vanessa. In fact, I voted for President Trump today." But the ninth inning panic doesn't stop there. Now, yesterday, we have this story that is being, quote, shopped around, allegedly, about a story that could, quote, end Donald Trump's campaign. Mark Halperin has been talking about a lot of this stuff recently, and he offered some more insight in regards to a story that we'll get to in just a moment. But listen and watch this.
And the point I was making is there's all sorts of things being floated out there. Maybe Jeffrey Goldberg just happened to finish the story 2 weeks before the election. I'm sure Sean will have a point of view about that. I know of one story that's been pitched to a major newspaper and to me, and for all I know to many others, that I don't believe is true. But if it's true, as I said yesterday, it would end Donald Trump's campaign. Just as if the accusations now thoroughly debunked and attributed by American intelligence to Russia about Tim Walz, if those were true, it would end his campaign. What we're seeing in the final days, as a point I was making, is actors who want a certain outcome are on social media and in pitches to reporters, and in the case of The Atlantic, Jeffrey Goldberg writing himself, are trying to affect the end of the race because they're so desperate to try to pull a Comey. I'm not pursuing the story. I don't think it's true. People in Mar-a-Lago, calm down. All I'm saying is there are people out there pitching stuff. And if it were true, it would end his campaign. But if someone pitched me a story that said Trump is a Martian, that might not end his campaign. People might think that's cool. You get my point. There's stuff like that.
Short of Donald Trump showing up on Jeffrey Epstein's list or Diddy's freak-off parties, this story will have zero impact on Trump if it's true or if it's even ever made public. Was it made public? It's a story in The Guardian. We'll talk about it coming up at the bottom of the hour. But it goes to show you the level to which they'll stoop to rid him from the political game once and for all. And why? Well, many reasons. But perhaps this has something to do with it. Donald Trump winning independents in the key swing states. Here's my buddy, Harry Enten from CNN. Listen and watch this final clip.
Center of the electorate, you go last time around, Joe Biden won these voters by 11 points. You look at September of 2024, a month ago, Kamala Harris was up 5 points among independents. You look now, though, look at this. She's only up by 2 points among a key block center of the electorate, down 9 points where from Biden was at the end of the 2020 campaign. Of course, this is a national picture. This is a national picture. What is going on in those key battleground states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, the Great Lakes, that blue wall, right? Joe Biden last time around won him by 5 points over Donald Trump. Look at where we are today. This is the type of movement Donald Trump likes to see in the center of the electorate, up by a point. Now, of course, that's well within any margin of error, right? But again, it's the movement. It's the trends, Mr. Berman, that we're looking at. And when you flip a group from going plus five Biden to now plus one Trump, that's the type of movement Donald Trump loves to see. And it's the type of movement that I think gives Democrats some
pretty astounding data. So as we round third and we head home, imagine the freakouts that are happening behind closed doors right now. They replaced Joe. They installed Kamala. She lasted all of 4 weeks. They've arrested him. They've indicted him. They've tried to take him off of ballots. They tried to take his head off. They might have to face reality. They may have to beat him legitimately at the ballots. And that, I believe, is their biggest fear. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it's brought to you by United Tire. If you need pumpkin spice oil changes, well, actually, no, nobody really needs that. But what you do need is the best price on name brand tires. United Tire, doubling every manufacturer's rebate. If tires have a manufacturer rebate of $100, guess what? You save $200. UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. We'll come back, get everybody's thoughts and reaction to everything that transpired yesterday with Kamala. Also, this story from The Guardian with Trump that dropped about an hour after I submitted my big take last night. And then Kamala Harris and the CNN town hall. It's all still ahead. Nick, Dawn, Greg, Sean, everybody here on a Thursday morning. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
That's right. Let's talk about the NFL, shall we? Your Philadelphia Eagles go to Cincinnati over the weekend to play the Bengals. Enjoy all the NFL action with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sportsbook. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win a bet on this week's game. You can bet on everything. There's all kinds of different parlays you can do, parlay hubs, popular bets, FanDuel squares, whatever you want to. It's all there for you at FanDuel.com. Just remember to use that promo code Greg. FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 1210 WPHT and the NFL. 21 and over, present of PA. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kamala's town hall last night with Anderson Cooper. She could do one with Cooper Anderson. She could do one with Bradley Cooper, Bill Anderson. It doesn't matter. It's the same word salad. It's the same memorized script, no matter who she does it with. But this really feels like desperation. And Dawn, I'll start with you. Yesterday, she comes out. She basically parrots and echoes a lot of the things that The Atlantic wrote. And this just goes to show me that everything that they have tried, if we're believing, keyword believing the polls, it hasn't worked. It hasn't penetrated. So we're back to square one again, where goodbye to joy, goodbye to hope, goodbye to change, turning the page, joyful warriors. We're back to saying that Donald Trump is Hitler. Is this a sign of desperation from Kamala?
100%.
Yeah.
And it's so over the top from somebody who worked for the administration and then remained silent. So if you, let's just say, God forbid, anybody works for somebody who actually idolizes Hitler, right? And you believe in your heart as an American patriot that person is a danger to society. And you hold that within, what, for 5 years? And you don't tell anybody? You don't utter that to anybody?
Yeah.
Well, I have a problem then with that individual.
Right.
If you, oh my goodness.
I mean, I knew Stalker was a danger 5 minutes into working for him. I told my wife right away.
Well, that's a good kind of danger.
Threat to democracy. Thank you, Don.
Had to get it out of my system right away. But it does reek of desperation at this point, right? It's like, hey, let's go back to the most diabolical thing that I believe certainly has led to the crazies out there coming out and trying to take off the guy's head, right? If you believe he's Adolf Hitler. And Sean, I know, and Dawn, you were fired up yesterday about this because we got into these comments again late in the show, and you were all verklempt, as you should be, and hot and bothered by it. And Sean, I'm sure you have the same views as well.
Yeah, it's crazy that they're doing the Hitler thing again. Like, it didn't work the first 900 times, so let's try the 900 first time. But the logic is, what Dawn just mentioned is true. Like, you knew about this for 4 years, and, you know, you decided to hold it until 14 days before an election, and then say, oh, by the way, he idolizes Hitler. And nobody else around Donald Trump heard this either. You know, I mean, when Donald Trump likes something, what does he do? He goes on and on and on and on, right? That's like kind of like my thing, right? You know, you would think if he idolized Hitler, somebody else would have heard it and maybe said something instead of it being held for 4 years. But the logic is astounding. I mean, there's a lack of logic, but I mean, hey, I made my connection, right? Donald Trump worked at McDonald's. Hitler never worked at McDonald's. Kamala Harris never worked at McDonald's. So by that logic, Kamala Harris might literally be Hitler, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're going to go down that road, right?
Because Venn diagram, well,
I put the Venn diagram up. You know, Kamala, Hitler, both of them never worked at McDonald's. Now, I don't know if she has a mustache. She might. She's got that turkey neck. I call it the Gizzard of Oz, by the way.
Which was trending yesterday.
We're off to see the gizzard, okay? The wonderful Gizzard of Oz.
I have a full mustache and beard.
Stop.
You thought she was the scarecrow because she doesn't have a brain, but she's actually the gizzard. Okay. Someone said she's no spring chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, she's like a fall turkey. So, you know.
The neck.
Oh, man. Gobble, gobble, right?
And then I couldn't stop looking at it.
Yeah.
Because my husband walked in, he goes, did you see this thing about her, you know, her neck? I was like, what? And it was trending. And then you can't stop looking at it. Mm-hmm. Once, you know, well, you can't unsee it or be unburdened or whatever.
You cannot be unburdened.
But it is. It's horrible. It's like, wear a scarf or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I, you know, the thing that, you know, strikes me, two things I'll say about this. And that is that when you watch, and I'm grateful that CNN took the time, and actually it was Jake Tapper who took the time to pull out five of the 30-some people who were in that audience last night. And they were all sort of obsessed with this one woman, Pam, who is, her husband died. She has kids who are, I guess, some are in college, some are about to go in college, high school. So she was saying, hey, I care about the money. I care about, and she said to them, this is all this stuff. I don't know who you're talking about. And the whole panel agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the CNN anchors going, holy yes.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh, we're in trouble because, you know, these are people who live in this bubble and think, ha-ha, ooh, Hitler, dictator, they got him. They got him this time. And then there's Pam, who they like, who's just this genuinely good person
right.
who's struggling to make it. And it was so real in their face that they couldn't deny that. And nobody knew who the heck these people were. So it just seemed like a disgruntled former workplace or high school bullying situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was that going on.
Yes, there was.
Let's start with cut 17 here, Phil, from the debate or the town hall last night in Delco. The question that we're discussing about Trump being a fascist, of course, had come up. Anderson Cooper asked Kamala Harris if she thinks Trump is a fascist. And this is what she said. Cut 17, Phil, go.
Dictators. Said he would be a dictator on day one. The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has said he is a fascist to the core. So I think that when the American people reflect, especially those who are undecided, on who you should listen to, don't take my word for it. In fact, go online and listen to John Kelly, his voice, talking about what he thinks of Donald Trump 2 weeks before the election, because I think we all know, to your point, Anderson, it is close, but there are undecided voters who clearly, by being here, have an open mind, want to talk in a way that is about, grounded in issues and fact. And when they hear these facts, I think it compels a lot of people to be concerned about the future of our country with Donald Trump at the lead.
You've quoted General Milley calling Donald Trump a fascist. You yourself have not used that word to describe him. Let me ask you tonight, do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I also believe that the people who know him best on this subject should be trusted. Again, look at their careers. These are not people, with the exception, I think, of only Mike Pence. These were not politicians. These are career people who have served in the highest roles in national security.
You know, it's amazing to me. I said this yesterday as we played the John Kelly stuff late in the show. You know, the thing that's so remarkable is you could talk about Hitler, you could talk about fascism, authoritarianism, any type of terminology out there that's going to get people's eyes to widen up and catch their attention. Yet all you have to do is say, well, run the tape, right? Like, we lived the first 4 years.
Right.
What exactly was fascist about Trump? And then the media's obsession, and this is what I really, really despise, is especially in that CNN clip that I played for you in the big take with the CNN anchor and Gerdusky, where she's like, well, he did say that so-and-so is smart. I think it was in reference to Xi or Kim Jong-un.
Xi, and I call him Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh, right? Like, what is so bad about saying that other global leaders are either smart or successful or on top of their game? I mean, that's one of the things why I think we did have global peace is Trump knows how to massage the egos of the Xis and the Putins of the world. He's not besties with them. He doesn't view his role in government like they run their countries as communist nations, but he's able to massage them and keep them at arm's length and prevent World War III. That's what they don't seem to gather. And we were the thing that's so infuriating is everything they said that was going to happen under Trump is happening right now under Kamala Harris.
Yeah, and the problem is, like, let's say Donald Trump called Xi Jinping an idiot. You know what they'd say is, well, there's Donald Trump, you know, making anti-Asian remarks. You know, they would go ahead and say that he's being a racist, right? The other thing is, if he's a fascist and a dictator and he's Hitler, I don't remember any other fascist dictators leaving power. He walked out of there was no military coup. None of that happened. As a matter of fact, he offered the National Guard on January 6th, and Nancy Pelosi said, no, thank you, right? And you know, that gave way to a lot of what happened on that day. So, again, if it didn't work the first 900 times, I don't think it's going to work this time. People have been desensitized to the Hitler thing, desensitized to the word racism, too, which is sad, because there is racism that happens in this world, and
sure,
in this society. And when the real racism, you know, happens, all we can think about now is, well, is this another Jussie Smollett, or is this another Bubba Wallace, or is this another hoax, right? Rather than maybe taking it seriously.
It's like the boy who cried wolf, right?
That's exactly what it is. That's right? The story. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the big story, and this is what struck me yesterday, and by the way, today, so because they're ahead of us, Russian lawmakers just ratifying a pact with North Korea. And so now this mutual military assistance situation, this is a move that comes as the U.S., we reported yesterday, confirming the deployment of 3,000 North Korean troops to Russia. And so we learned this yesterday. So mid-morning, late, maybe it was 1 o'clock. When was that? Which Kamala Harris holds a news conference outside. It wasn't a news conference, by the way, because she took no questions.
No, of course
it wasn't a conference.
Right?
It was one
first,
so
that's important first to say. Ever presser, right?
First ever presser.
But that wasn't even a
presser.
But
it wasn't even one.
True.
So
all
that
she
was,
did was come out and spout off for 3 minutes.
So it was a lie. It was a lie.
Right.
It wasn't a news conference.
That's it.
So when I looked up, because I was still here, I look up and I go, oh, she's trying to look presidential. She's holding a news conference. Look at her, because this is a real situation happening in the world, right?
Yep.
And look at her trying to look all presidential. And then, you know, Dan Borowski, we turn up the volume. Nope. She was talking about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Her instinct was not to step up and step into that job and lead and say something that matters in the world.
Right.
She just wanted to call her political opponent. Give him a smear job.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep, you're right. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, put a bow on the first hour. Don will have some news to kick off hour number two. And then I'll get to this story, the alleged groping courtesy of The Guardian. Was this the story that mainstream media outlets turned down that Mark Halperin was referencing? We'll get to that as we continue. Nick, Dawn, Sean, and Greg, it's Kaelin Company. Back after this.
My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the very latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands like Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. Now, these models have sleek, beautiful new designs and innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And they have thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles available right now across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit them. PIAZZA, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kaelin Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Sean Farish is in studio, and tomorrow's going to be a great day because last night I went into fake strapper mode.
Uh-oh.
And started doing some debate prep.
Uh-oh.
As we get ready for Trump and Kamala, a.k.a. Farish and Esty. And I'm telling you, folks, and we know this is already sold out, but this is going to be epic. We actually started a show text thread last night, and the debate actually broke out in our text thread last night.
It did.
Yeah.
It did, yeah. Well, they gave her the questions in advance, you know, like always. And I heard there's going to be a teleprompter, you know. That's how you know she never worked at McDonald's, by the way. They would never sit her down in the job interview. They didn't let her use a teleprompter, so she couldn't get a job.
I can't
the new employee of the year, by the way.
You know, tomorrow morning at the South Jersey FOP Lodge 56 in West Berlin, New Jersey, the former president's going to have a podium.
Ooh, a podium.
Mm.
Oh.
Snazzy. All right.
Podium.
Okay, I did not know this.
Yes.
All right.
I probably should have warned you, Sean.
Are we going to have bulletproof glass?
You know? Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't know about
last
that.
Last time I was in this state, hard, bad things happen.
There's it's an FOP lodge, so there's going to be a lot of cops. So
very
I think you're going to be fine.
You'll be well protected,
so.
Sir.
I think so.
Wayne Bonfiglio is on the chat. He wants to know if Sean does want crab fries. Do you want crab
fries? I'm not a seafood guy. I was just saying that because I watched Nick one time just devour them live on the air. He was all
okay. So you've never had them. So it's just French fries with Old Bay seasoning, basically.
Yeah. So it's not actually crab meat?
No. Well, I mean, I guess you could probably, if you wanted to go high end, you could get crab tossed in there, which I don't know if crab and potato is a great mix or not, but
probably not.
It's Old Bay seasoning on top of the fries.
And there's no connection to McDonald's with these fries.
No. Chickies and Pete's better fries.
Yeah, well, very good.
I mean, since we're taking orders.
Yeah, Don, what do you want?
Yeah.
Have you decided on a mimosa or a Bloody Mary?
I don't know.
Come on.
How about
let's
get her a MAGA mimosa.
A MAGA mimosa?
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's
Wayne,
a big one.
Wayne, can you make MAGA mimosas?
Yes.
By the way, this is completely sold out, so the only way to listen to it is on the Odyssey app or on 1210 WPHD, obviously. But I believe it's going to be on YouTube. We'll find out later today if we have the technology to make sure it's on YouTube. I think it will be.
Okay.
So fingers crossed.
All right.
Again, this is a technological miracle if we can pull this all off. But, you know, we shoot for the stars here.
Yeah. Polymarket has over under at 1.5 crashes on tech issues. but we will see.
Yeah.
All right, Dawn, I'll have some news to kick off hour two next. And then the headline, the story. Was this the story that CNN, Axios, Bloomberg, and other outlets rejected? The headline reads, Donald Trump groped me in what felt like a twisted game with Jeffrey Epstein. Is this the story that, quote, ends Trump's campaign? People aren't buying it. People aren't even sure if this is the story. We'll discuss coming up next.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.